Now, before we go in here, I want to tell you what this is. This is our repertoire department listening to the new songs. Once a week, the publishers and songwriters bring their songs in and play them for the men who listen to see if there's anything they're interested in recording. Now, if you'll be quiet, I'll open the door and we can sort of peek in.
Outside sound of the Baroque Brothers. Yeah, the Baroque Brothers coming to you right off the old Backbeat Records label here, kicking off top of the hour for the Lost Discs radio show. Okay, on Cinco de Mayo on 5.110.
Reba, Reba, yay, 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 yay.
Come on.
Yay, yay.
Right, Dr. Doug Brown is on board. He's on the microphone.
Sí, tú eres un muchacho más guapo.
Yeah. más guapo?
Sí.
You're feeling kind of blado.
¿Quién es más guapo?
Joe Stacks, moving along, is on the line out of Pittsburgh, we believe.
Hola.
There he is. And he says,
oh, Joe Stacks.
He says, touche.
Jose, ¿cómo estás, Jose?
All right. See how it is when you're mixing your verbiage like that. All right, so what's going on here at the top of the hour? Well, I don't know. You know, we figured that maybe we're expecting Stogie any minute, by the way, from next door, right? We don't know, because he said he was getting plastered. He was buzzed out of his mind at around 7 p.m., and he said he was going to go do a beer run, and we haven't seen him since. So who knows, yeah, right? Kind of, I tell you what, you know what? They apparently it was static. It was Static Junkie in the Cracker chat room where we're over there chatting while we're doing the program here tonight, Doc, who pointed out that in Connecticut today was passed and signed.
Yeah.
Right? They decriminalized the medical frop there.
Right. Medical marijuana.
You got your
this morning.
You got the prescription? You're going down?
To the dispensary.
Do they have the dispensaries
they're,
up?
They're set up regulations for the dispensaries.
I don't think they I don't think they thought ahead, because they passed. They said it's okay, but there's nowhere to actually go get it yet.
Well, no. Yeah, never mind.
So
it's going to be a big mail order trade, apparently.
Just not across state lines, man. So, anyways, yeah. All right. So, I guess we're going to kick it off. But before we do, Joe, I just want to throw it back there, because I don't know about this group. This record turned out to be just slightly more cooler. Yes, more cooler than I expected.
Más culio.
Jesse's trying to correct my grammar. But But the Baroque brothers, okay? Do we know anything about this? What do you know?
Almost nothing. I mean, this single came out of the Houston, Texas area in 1966 on the Backbeat label, like you said. You spun Baroque Go-Go.
Yes, sir.
Which is the live instrumental with that sax workout. But have you flipped it over at all?
You know, I have.
A-side?
Yeah. I thought it was kind of square a little bit.
Really? Okay. Well, I don't know it myself. I mean, this thing is.
You want to hear a little? You want to hear a couple seconds of it?
Pretty rare. Sure, why not?
Here, I
haven't run into this at all.
All right, check this out. Here's the flip side of that thing here. Coming up right there on the turntable.
So glad was I to see the morning sun. Oh, glad was I when my day's work was done. But after all, you must be gone.
You see what I mean?
It's like, well, you know.
And it has a good riff.
It was like a year or so earlier, that would have been probably pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because that you're hitting that Birds vibe kind of in there. But, you know, if that was 1966, maybe not so much.
Yeah, well, that's why I flipped the B-side there, man, to kick us off there with the Baroque Brothers tonight on May 5th, 2012. All right, so that's it, man. We'll come back after this next set, Joe, so you can back announce and tell us what you know about the other half. Exclusively tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
In the 1960s, we had the rising of the drug culture and psychedelic music, and music that, to a lot of people, me included, was confusing.
When would you say it would be a good sign? It's a lovely room with lovely wallpaper laced on.
wish I had a doily to place on my head to cover the holes in my mind that are there. Buzz, buzz, it's a wonderful feeling to be upside down now and waltz on the ceiling. Wouldn't I do now if I could just try?
I'm Dick Clark, but with today's power.
Man,
really?
Dig it, man. Dig it. Yeah, dig the it. Lost Discs radio show is on.
Oh, yeah, they dig it, those damn delinquents. Any excuse to be destructive, and you gave it to them.
In other words, the phrase, I dig, not only means I understand, but I am a special sort of person who understands in a very special way.
Who you jamming with that cosmic degree?
She put out my fire.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing you're doing right about now, folks. I'm talking about a group called Plant and Sea. Okay, right off the White Whale Records label. I'm thinking like 1969 action. And a little thing called Put Out My Fire. Right? We're going to throw that one over to Joe in a minute. But before that, we've got to tell you, we heard from them. Right? We heard from them. Doc, that, wasn't that a famous B-movie?
Them?
Right? Come on, that was an old B-movie from like 1958. Cosmic Debris and Brad in the chat would have my back on this. There's a movie about these giant ants called Them.
Oh, I remember the movie. I didn't know it was called Them. Very scary. Is there a water tower in it?
I think it's called Them. I don't really remember the whole ending.
Of an ant, like, knocking down a giant ant, knocking down a water tower.
It's got to be.
Scared me. Gave me nightmares.
Got to be the same movie. It's got to be.
For a long time.
Anyway, but that was Them on the Tower label with a thing called Waltz of the Flies. Okay, interestingly enough.
Speaking of insects.
Psychedelic action there, right. And, of course, we kicked it off with the other half and the Fright of the Flight of the Dragon Lady. And that's on the old Acta label.
Right, this is a...
It could have been, but it just wasn't. Joe, let's go down the list here. Let's
shot down every time.
Back it up with the other half. What do you want to say about the other half there, Joe?
It's worth mentioning. I mean, the other half had several singles and a whole album on the surprisingly hip Acta label. After either they parted ways with Acta or maybe Acta collapsed, I don't know enough about the history. They did put one further single out on GNP Crescendo, I think a cover of the song Mr. Pharmacist, which I want to say it was by the Seeds originally.
The Seeds had Mr. Farmer.
I think that's what I think.
And the other half was Mr. Pharmacist, which we love.
And it's also worth mentioning that. The lead guitar player that we were hearing there on the other half was Randy Holden,
right?
Who went on to join Blue Cheer after the end of the other half.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the regulations in the new law states that any dispensary has to have a licensed pharmacist on staff.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. When Static Junkie brought that to my attention there in the chat room this evening, I almost switched and played Mr. Pharmacist on this very night because of this whole thing. But the reason I stuck with the one that I did was because we now are actually in possession of the actual vinyl LP from 68 of the other half on the Acta thing, which does not contain that song, Mr. Pharmacist. So, see, being the purist that I am, Doc, I stuck with my original choice, Flight of the Dragon Lady, off of side one of the LP. All right, and then with them, go ahead. Now, Joe, this is cool. I have a compilation called Underground on the Tower label. It's got Pink Floyd on there, Them, and it's got Kim Fowley.
Oh, for the Canyon
and
people.
A few other people. What do you want to say about that, Joe?
Well, of course, that's the post-Van Them.
Yeah, right. That's what I was afraid of. Chesty was asking if that was with Van Morrison.
Van and I think there's like one other guy who actually managed to survive all the lineup changes of the original Them. You know, because there must have been like 20 people who played in that, like at one time or another. Because I guess Morrison was just that hard to work with.
Well, yeah.
Once Morrison finally ditched them, the one guy who'd stuck around for the entire length of the run kept the name going. Hooked up with Kim Fowley, yes. Signed who got them signed to Tower in the U.S. and they put out that stuff like Gloria's Dream. And I think they managed to do two or three post Van Morrison albums.
Didn't that guy put out a solo album called Him?
No, that was a B-movie from 1959, Doc.
But hey, let me just jump back to the other half real quick.
Yes.
When we were talking about that earlier, I wanted to mention there was another other half. So, you know, one half and then hit the other half.
Of course, right. There has to be.
Well, there would have, right, because if there's a... That makes total sense, sure. Then you would have a hole.
Then you'd have them.
Then you would have them. Very good.
Came out of the Pottstown, PA area.
You got... Hell, you say... What? Give her the microphone.
What?
What did you just say?
The home of Pottstown Punch, our favorite beer.
Pottstown Punch. Name it, Joe. What's she talking about? Doc.
Help me out.
It's Pottstown Punch.
The tap on the side of the building.
No. Yingling.
Oh, Yingling.
Yingling is Pottstown Punch. That's the old colloquial way of saying Yingling.
I just polished off a bottle of Yingling Bock just minutes ago.
See what you did?
Jeez.
You're thinking of Straub Brewery, Doc, which is up in St. Mary's, PA. All right, so anyway, keep it moving there. Joe, what else do you want to... What about Plant and Sea on White Whale? Come on.
There's not a lot of info that I could find on the fly on this, other than there was an album's worth of material called Plant and Sea on White Whale, came out in 69. They're originally from North Carolina, Fayetteville area, but when they pretty much lost it when the White Whale label went under, which would have been probably not long after their album came out. But the group, with a couple of changes, they changed their name because apparently for contractual reasons. They moved over to the Radnor label and put out another album the next year called Overdose, under the name Lumby.
No, that can't be any good, right?
Probably not.
Right? I mean, I'm not even going to bother looking for that one.
Overdose called Lumby, like lumpy sugar?
Wait, what were they called? Lumpy, as in lumpy gravy, or lummy? What, as in...
Lumby. I'm not sure where it comes from. L-U-M-B-E-E.
Lumby.
Okay. All right, see what I'm saying? That's no good. Okay. Well, anyway, so there it was, man. That was pretty cool. We had that single there in the stacks. And now, see, here's what we're going to do. We're giving out the email address real quick because we got a request last week that the next time we do a live show, some of our old valued listeners, or some of our old valued shortwave listeners to this program for many years now, Eric and Sherry in Indiana, requested the Dixie Cups. Right? So let's go. Doc, give him the email address in case someone else wants to do something.
Yeah, it's lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Discs with a C.
It's what it is. And every time you say it, Chesty will chime her triangle.
Discs with a C.
That's right. From now on, we'll have that triangle standing by. All right, folks, here we go. Here comes tonight exclusively.
By request.
Right off the album.
Drivers deserve better rates on auto insurance, and now it's possible with World Insurance. World Insurance doesn't charge anything for auto insurance. If you get in an accident, we just take over the payments on your car and sue the other guy for hitting our parked car. At World Insurance, we do business with good drivers. Drivers with a record of good driving for 5 days or more. You aren't penalized for those who don't use care when they drive. If you haven't had a serious accident in the past 5 days, then drop down to our nearby World Insurance office and see the con men who are waiting to take your money. The downtown office is at 334 Main Street, six blocks from the police station.
Rock
Rock and radio. And hear this.
Down on the grave, got on my knees. Thought I heard a chicken sneeze. Sneeze so high when it touched the sky. He didn't come back to the 4th of July. Chicken in the bread pan kicking up dough. Come back chicken in the kick a little more. Stole my hat and he stole my coat. Shorty, baby, you got to go. Going down the road, I'm gonna set bread down. Look all around me shine. The first girl to see, boy, she is mine. You swing Sue, I swing Sal. Who gon' swing that Shorty gal? Told me you love me, you told me a lie. I love you, baby, until I die. Walking around while I'm singing a song. Thinking about my baby, is almost gone. A hamboo knuckles in the greasy ride. Called that man to lose his wife. Saw an airplane flying in the air. It hit me in the eye with a rotten pear. Boy, boy, where have you been? Been down a hill, I'm going again.
Radio. Is this what you call kicks?
All right.
Yeah, that's what. Look, man, that's when the Chesty brought in. You know what I'm saying? Off the old Smash Records label, the Out of Sight Sound of the Swinging Medallions, right? You know what we call that? When you hear that kind of a record, Doc, you know what we call that around here, right?
A lost disc.
Well, but specifically...
Record ripoff.
One of those groups ripping off their own sound, man. Right? Because these are the guys that
it
had...
It sounded a little something like a double shot of my baby's
double
love,
Double shot
right?
of my baby's
Just
love.
A little, boom, right. Boom,
the
right.
double shot of his baby's thing. Right. And, right? And right. then there they were, like, a month later, trying to regain that hit potential with She Drives Me Out of My Mind. And Chesty brought that record in the studio a few weeks back and said, would you believe this? And, well, we can't believe it. So that's why we're spinning it for you tonight. Folks on the before that, right in there, was Billy Bland on the old Tip Top label with Chicken in a Basket. That was the re-release in 1958 of the first record he ever recorded for the Old Town label, yes, which he recorded in 1956. And for some reason, it was reissued on the Tip Top label in 1958. That's the very copy that we spun the air for you tonight, folks, what I'm saying. The same Billy Bland, yes, that did, you know, Let the Little Girl Through. Right.
I thought I just heard a cuckoo clock.
Little Girl Dance was his big, was
clock?
His only hit in 1960.
Oh, that's cool.
And before that, it was the Dixie Cups on the old Redbird label on the LP. That's the deep cut on their LP, their you know, Chapel of Love LP from like 64 or something there with All Grown Up, very scratchy copy that we procured down at the local flea market on a Sunday morning one time. And there, it came in handy from good old Eric and Sherry emailing in and just saying, what about it, man? Just spin it for us. And so it came in on the email. They did it on the email, like Doc told you before, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. And here comes right now Wayne from, I believe, where's he from? He used to write in all the time back in the day. It's like North Carolina, I'm thinking. Wayne getting us tonight on the short of waves, we believe, and sending out some 73s to Joe Stacks, specifically hoping that he's feeling better. Now here comes one. This is very cool. First time listening to the show tonight and enjoying it. Wish I would have stumbled upon your show earlier. Looking forward to hearing some shows in the future. Signed by Beauty. P.S. Say hello to Chesty. Saying hello to Chesty. And you know who Beauty is, of course. It's good old Radio Phil's better half. Speaking of the other half, right? So Beauty chiming in there tonight from Weathersfield, Connecticut, up the road here. And the good old John in Walpole, Mass. He wants to hear Mr. Pharmacist by Them. You see how he's putting it all together there? You see how he's been paying attention to the program?
Yes.
Dave, some guy named Dave Smith coming in. We don't know. He says, you sound great. We're sounding great right now currently on 5110 AM. That's true. It's shortwave, folks. 5110 kilohertz. And he's listening from Silver Spring, Maryland. And last week was listening from Berlin, Massachusetts. Right? You know what I'm saying? He was passing through Connecticut today, Doc, when they were signing the paperwork for that medical reefer.
Nice.
Right? What'd you say there, Chess?
So did they say Berlin or did they say Berlin?
Or did they say Berlin?
Right.
Right. In Connecticut, it's pronounced Berlin.
Or do they say Berlin?
Now dig this. Good old Mike in downtown Keswick, Ontario, getting it. He's finally in the radio room tonight, digging us on 5110, just like he ought to be doing. The S meter hitting a 40 decibel over, right? With just a little fading over 9, right? Dig. Well, all right. Well, and then here comes. Now, this is very cool. Doc, I want you to just. I'm holding up a bottle of beer that I'm drinking. Now, Doc, you're drinking the Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy.
Yes.
What am I drinking right now?
A Grolsch.
Exactly. Coming in right now on the email about 10, 15 minutes ago is Ken in Toronto saying, hi, gang. Good signals on 5110 on the his old Sony ICF 2010. He's trying Grolsch beer tonight. Dutch. And
wow.
Very nice. 73.
Ask him if we got to ask him if it's embossed into the bottle like yours is, because I couldn't. It has no label on it. I just had to read it through the.
It's got the label on the top, but yeah.
Oh, I wasn't looking at that. I was trying to read the bottom part.
Didn't Grolsch used to have the really neat flip lid?
You can still get them like that with the little metal.
Yeah.
Vacuum packed.
Upper.
What's that, Joe?
Flip the old ceramic top. That's great.
Yeah.
Flip your lid.
Pop your cork. Speaking of which,
the Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
She's upstairs with Jimmy.
Why?
Well, they're going on a trip together.
All right, then. My chick pick this week is from the Frost Brothers. Frost and Frost. And the song is St. Petersburg. And I don't even know. It's one of those things. I don't know why I came across these people. I was kind of looking up things about Robin Gibb. And for some reason, Robin Gibb knew these guys and sang on some of theirs uncredited. But I'm not really sure about that. It would need further research.
Right. And poor Robin Gibb there for a while. And we thought we were going to lose him. Right?
Yeah. And he has rebounded. So that's fantastic. And
does spare any relationship to Odessa?
It sounds like something that could be on Odessa. Yeah.
True. Sure. Odessa, isn't that a place in Russia?
Yeah. And a Bee Gees album.
Right.
And if anybody knows whatever happened to Putin's wife, I'd appreciate that.
All right. So here comes tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio, Thomas and Richard Frost. Dig it. By the way, really? Worth mentioning, this is on the old Uni Records label. So this goes out also to Filthy Phil of Plastic Magic Radio, who loves Uni Records label.
We live in the city, but all our we were born into rock and roll music. Now that mellow stuff's our number one. We must have grown old overnight, love, cause living is strange. We take in the ballet now, and we never felt that coming to change. The trend is taught easy. Yes, we got caught in a shuffle and sandwiched in between. We must have lost hold overnight, love. They left us behind. Life gets too confused when you've too much peace of mind. Remember when we were wild on the verge of lost control?
Thank you.
KXUA88.3.
This place is a bummer, man. I mean, I can't take this much more. Oh. I don't dig it, man. I don't want to split. I mean, how long are we supposed to hang around these clowns anyway?
Yeah, well, it's a drag, man.
Speak to the sky whenever things go wrong, and you'll know you're not talking to the air. To the air. And the world will look better from up there. Speak to the sky, 'cause things can get you down, and you'll know when you're talking to the Lord. To the Lord. The world will look better than before. And if I stumble and it seems that I am blind, or if the road I'm on seems awful hard to find, and though my conversation doesn't always rhyme, I always try to find some time to speak to the sky and tell you how I feel. And you know, sometimes what I say ain't right. It's alright, 'cause I speak to the sky every night.
Yes, it was. That was Rick Springfield. Yes, it was. The Rick Springfield 1972 action on Rick Springfield, the first record he ever had on the charts.
Wow.
In America, right? On the Capitol label. It was a top 40 hit, man.
Just heard Jesse's Girl the other day, actually.
See, well, this is what I'm talking about. Okay, well, no. Same guy. Same guy, though, right? Of course. Australian TV actor, rocks, pop singer.
He was Australian?
Slick guy, right? Wasn't he, Joe, Australian?
Yep, you got that right. Wow. When I was a kid, I remember being a featured player on the animated cartoon Mission Magic every Saturday on ABC. He taught the kids a lesson and sang a song.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow. Sort
of like a poor man's Hudson Brothers.
Galactica, of course.
So here we go. Wow. Joe, what do you want to say about the Frost Brothers on the Uni label? Now, that was Chesty's chick pick there at the right before Rick Springfield with a thing called St. Petersburg.
Now, was that an album cut or was that a single?
No, we got the 45.
All right. It's worth mentioning they did an album. It came out in 72, Thomas and Richard Frost,
yeah.
Uni. Prior to that, they'd performed together, credited as, I guess, either Thomas and Richard or the Frost Brothers for Imperial and Liberty. But even more interesting for this team, this duo from San Mateo in the San Fran area,
yeah.
They had been playing for years at that point. They had started in a group called The Impressions. They played in a group called the Newcastle Five. And then they went on to kind of a more garagey mod thing with the Art Collection before becoming a group called Powder. And then after Powder, you know, bottomed out, it was just, you know, going back to being the Frost.
Wow. Well, here it comes on the email once again. Crazy Uncle Jason in Halifax, Nova Scotia, wants us to give a shout-out to a new listener, a guy named Mike, who we assume must also live in Halifax. Doesn't give his QTH here, but Mike lives apparently on a strange combination of noodles, programming, and bedlam.
I think that every time somebody emails us, since it's Cinco de Mayo, we need to call them by their Spanish name.
You see what oh, man.
Like Miguel.
Okay, well, very well.
I'll do my best.
Some guy emailed in, wants to hear something about the coasters. I don't have that one. Some guy named Tim emailing in. Tim Talbot says we're coming in loud and clear on his Grundig G6 Aviator in Peoria, Illinois.
Tim is just Tim.
You know what I'm saying?
Tim.
And he's 70 degrees. He got to stand outside in order to catch the signal on his rig there, right? So that's people who do it at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Spell the word discs with a C. Joe, kind of an interesting group coming up here that we want to spin. And it is the Travel Agency. I know they had an LP, but we've got the pre-album 45 on the Tanqueray label, right? Like the gin.
Right. No, I know.
Who knew that there was a label?
You don't even understand.
Oh, come on.
No, I lost my favorite box cutter knife yesterday. I've had it for 20 years.
Yeah.
It said Tanqueray on it.
Wow.
I swear to God. I put it in my pocket. I got to Raymore and freaking Flanagan to cut up some cardboard.
Now, we don't need any
and
lawsuits.
It was out of my pocket.
Yeah.
And it said Tanqueray on it. So weird, man.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I can't find it. It's my one favorite
and
box cutter knife.
Wrapped up in that story of cutting up cardboard at the Raymore and Flanagan's?
Right. I lost my favorite box cutting knife. It's a Tanqueray on it.
The box cutting knife you got when you were working down at the liquor store back when in between jobs as a pin boy down at the lane.
Sure.
Right? Unbelievable. Joe.
Man.
Set us straight now on this group, Travel Agency.
Well, this is a mysterious group. Because of a lack of detail on any releases on the, no real group credits.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there was a group called the Travel Agency who did an album and a single on the Viva label in 68, 69. But the Travel Agency put out this single on Tanqueray in 66. So it may have been not the same group because, well, who knows? And apparently, there's going to be a radical change in sound over a couple of years.
Yeah.
But so this one on Tanqueray is unknown. But the later one was a San Fran group centered around a guy named Frank Davis, who was a Texan. And then you know he cut an LP. He wrote some stuff that ended up on Fever Tree albums as a player.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's a connection here or not.
Well, that's funny. I've never heard the album. I've never heard anything off the album. But this is, you know, really sort of a British Invasion kind of sound, you know, that they're trying to cop here is what I'm thinking. Have you ever heard the LP, Joe?
I have not.
So, all right, so this mysterious lost disc by this mysterious lost group is just going to have to do for us tonight, man. Dig the Travel Agency tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio. A little thing called Made for You.
Why do you tell me not to stay? I'm gonna be here anyway. I
Will you shut up? You're making me sick.
Yeah, the Outside Sounds of the Blues Project right up there off the Verve Forecast Records label. That's an LP that me and Chesty picked up back on Record Store Day a couple weeks back on, you know, it's like the third Saturday of April every year, folks. Get out to your local vinyl shop and support this thing, right? Support this madness is what I'm trying to say. By the way, Stogie just walked in the studio. Give a shout real quick, so just, hey, say yo. Hey, Stogie. Jack!
Yo!
Hey! Stogie's making a scene, and we just got an email in. Check this out. People throwing out requests tonight, Stogie. It says, can you please play a Rolling Stones song called Just Can't Be Satisfied, right? And I'm like, wait a minute, wait. Back up. I don't think I have the Stones version, but you know who the Stones were covering, right? Yeah. We're going out on the real deal, man. A little Muddy Waters tonight. It's going to close down the Lost Disc Radio show, right? Yeah, dig it.
Well, I'm gonna wait till late. Won't be back no more. Going back down south, child, don't you wanna go? Woman, I'm trouble. I be all good now. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard lord be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble. I be all good now. Baby, I can't never be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Baby.
we're going to have to take care of a little bit of business here over good old Mr. Waters. You know, what can I tell you? Stay tuned, folks. If you're listening to this over at rockandradio.com, like you should be, checking out those other programs. That's why we're here. That's one of the big reasons why we're still here, folks. We're doing this for Randy Tivins and them guys over at rockandradio.com. You're sticking around for the May lineup for the RLT Archives Music Magazine, followed by the Deep Album Tracks with Mark Brainerd. Right? And of course, always in the third slot there, it's the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips. Right? And don't forget to check out the Rockin' Radio page on Facebook. That's right. They're on Facebook, folks. If you want to check them out, I suggest you do what you can. Right? So get over to rockandradio.com and listen to these shows right on the scene, right?
Very sure, de Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, that's right. We're going out on May 5th of 2012 here tonight, folks.
Noche.
Going out by request there from some guy named Geronimo who emailed in to lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, right? Looking for a little bit of Stones action. It turns out to be he was looking for some Muddy Waters action there, folks. Well, good night, Joe. We're out of here.
Buenos noches, Jose.
Night, Joe.
Buenos noches.
Good night, Chesty. Night, Stone.
Please, Navidad.
And good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever you are.